Welcome to Cascade Connects, a podcast focusing on the people and events in the Cascade Collegiate Conference. Here is your host, CCC Commissioner Robert Cashel.
Welcome to this edition of Cascade Connects. I'm your host, Robert Cashel, Conference Commissioner, and joined this week by head women's wrestling coach Matt Atwood from the University of Providence and Vi Estrella Bocamp, a student athlete on the women's wrestling team. Guys, thanks so much for joining the program.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Well, Matt, I'm going to start with you. Our preseason poll came out. You guys are tied for number one in the conference, but also a really high ranking nationally. And talk a little bit about the preseason ranking and kind of how you guys have started the season in preparation for this year.
Yeah. I mean, as far as preseason goes, we know it probably doesn't mean too much, but we are excited to see ourselves being that high. I really wasn't expecting us to be that high. We have a couple athletes we haven't even put into the rankings yet that will make a really big impact. So kind of once we plug those girls in, it'll be exciting to see where we go and what the season looks like. But as far as preseason and stuff goes, probably the best group that I've ever been able to work with. So it's been really exciting. Practice has been really good. They've been really intense and really hardworking, really good group. So it's been fun.
That's great. And Vi, last year you wrestled at the 130 weight class. You were fourth at nationals. Congratulations on that. Moving up a weight class this year to 138. And I'll talk a little bit, Matt, if you could explain maybe, we do have new weight classes for the women this year.
Yep. Yeah, our body fat percentage changed this year, minimum body fat. So everything increased accordingly. So weight classes went up a little bit. But yeah, I think it's good.
So Vi, I say that because, you know, maybe the 130 now is really the equivalent of the 138 that you were wrestling at with the new calculation, et cetera. But talk a little bit about last year, your fourth place finish at Nationals, and how you're preparing for this year.
No, so last year was my first full season back from knee surgery. The year prior to that, it was only half a season. So I really was just trying not to get into my head too much, really getting comfortable again, just comfortable with myself. It's really nice being in the room with hardworking girls. Everyone's just so hungry. Everyone wants to get better. So it's just nice having that energy in the room, having that energy inside and outside of the wrestling room to really like push. So that really does help. I really felt the support from the girls, which is nice. And honestly, this year, I'm really focusing my senior year and trying to just be the best that I can, be as strong as I can, and just do the best I can this season.
So tell me a little bit about your rehab and everything. Number one, I know your trainers there at Providence, and they're some of the best in the country, but tell me a little bit about that rehab.
No, so my rehab was about like 9 months total. It was a pretty long recovery, but honestly, our trainer Brad is amazing. He really worked with me. Matt and Walker are amazing. They really adapted the trainings for me. Matt used to have me in the middle of the room and just said I could hand fight only. A lot of things were changed for me to like really get back into it, hand fighting, shooting again. I feel way more comfortable this season shooting, being able to get more shots and being aggressive. So that's really good too. Honestly, having the support of our strength and conditioning coach, Lucky, his workout and strength and conditioning programs are just honestly amazing. He really did work with me and just that, and the support and flexibility from our trainers as well.
That's great. Yeah, you mentioned Brad, an athletic trainer. He's one of my favorites. He does just an outstanding job for the Argos there. Matt, last year, really a program-defining year for you guys.
So last year, we were a really young team. We had 31 freshmen come in last year. So 2 years ago was that six All-American class, and then we graduated Iyer and a few of those girls. But last year, I think we were the best team that I probably ever had. We were just really young, and there was a lot of deer-in-the-headlights moments at the national tournament. We finished seventh. I think we were a lot better than that. This year, we're a lot more mature, and they've seen the tournament, and they're focused, and they kind of know what to expect now. So I don't expect those deer-in-the-headlights moments anymore. But yeah, last year was a lot of fun. I think it was cool to see what those girls did. I think there was a lot of moments that could have changed the course. I mean, we were in the semifinals. We were behind Menlo by half a point. We were in second place. And then things kind of fell apart on us after that. But had a few things fell in line, we might have finished in those top three places. So it's reassuring having everybody back, and plus we have some really good transfers coming this year too, so it should be an exciting year for us.
And Vi, obviously with your rehab and everything, but you've seen firsthand how strong this conference is in women's wrestling. Talk a little bit about the strength across our conference and in the competitors.
No, honestly, it's so nice. Like, everyone is super competitive. Everyone in our conference is just so strong and solid, which is really nice. Like, every time we go to a tournament, everyone's just so hungry. Everyone's just excited to compete because we all know we're all going to get good matches. Everyone's getting a run for their money. So I think it really does motivate us in the room to just try and push harder, knowing just how tough our conference is.
And Matt, the rating process, obviously you rate not only teams, but each individual weight class has a top 25 rating. You're heavily involved in kind of the background and the knowledge of all of that. Can you tell me a little bit about what goes into that rating every time we have one of those?
Yeah, so Mar is at Eastern Oregon is actually our rater. I'm oversight. So Mar does the brunt of the work. He has to kind of dig through everything and find common opponents, head-to-head matches, common tournament placings. Like, so he's digging through all that. It's a very time-consuming, and I'm thankful he's doing a lot of that work. And then I kind of get to glance over it and make sure everything's in order. And then that gets submitted to another panel at the NAIA. Each conference rater, everything gets put together in one grid, and that gets sent to me and four other raters, or five other raters now. So we all get to look through it, or oversights, five other oversights. We all look through it and evaluate it and make sure things are on par. And then if there's any discrepancies, we flag them and send them on to that rater, and they can either send us a rebuttal or make adjustments. So it's a pretty time intensive process.
Yeah, not only time intensive, but really important, because the AQs that we get to nationals are all based off of that that ranking. Now, obviously, athletes like Vi got to go and win that spot on the mat, but our allocations going into our tournament are based off those rankings.
Yep, and it's really important for us to get around the country and see good competition, not only just in our conference, but getting to see those other conferences, because that's how we earn those allocations. So the more of us in the Cascade that can travel and go see the GPAC and the Heart and the Mid-South and all those other conferences, it's really important.
So, Vi, talk a little bit about your experience at Providence. Obviously, you're from Hawaii. A little bit different climate up there in Great Falls, Montana. So to talk about that transition, and how did you find Providence, or what made your final decision?
Being from Hawaii is definitely different. It is way colder here. It is a big difference. But honestly, it's so nice. It's a nice difference being able to experience all the different seasons back home. I just experienced summer, so it's really beautiful seeing the leaves change color. It's nice playing into the snow for the first time. I met Matt through my first university at Midland, actually. So he was my first head coach there. And then eventually I had transferred, gone into contact with him again, and then came to Providence. Honestly, it's been so amazing just having so many Hawaii girls here on the team. Honestly, makes me feel like I'm still home, just being able to have other people like back home with me here. So that's really nice. And just,
Coach, you do have a strong Hawaiian roster and a good support system there amongst your team.
Yeah. It's kind of funny how it started. There was a couple athletes on the team at Midland when I first got there. They led me to Ashley Guman, who's won conference a few times for us, graduated a couple of years ago, and Pedro Specia, who's still on the team, and a couple of those other girls, and Vi, and they kind of helped build that first class of Hawaii girls for us. And then it kind of seems where some Hawaii girls are, others follow, and it continues to grow. So some of those teams that don't have Hawaii athletes, it's really tough for them to get that first one and try to build it. And we have a lot, so it's kind of an easy funnel for us to come over here, and they're really good family system. So where some are, the rest like to go and be together.
Vi, speaking of that family system, has your family been able to watch you wrestle much over your career?
Yes, my grandparents actually came visit me last year, our home tournament, home duel. So they came, stopped by and watched our home tournament. So that was really nice, honestly. My grandparents and my mom has been able to come to all our nationals. So that's really nice being able to see my family and having them watch me wrestle and support me.
And Vi, talk a little bit. Obviously, you've been back in the room this fall. You're wrestling live. You're getting after it. When will you have your first official competition?
In about a week now,
Yep,
right?
November
November
9th.
9th. In about a week,
And
we'll have our first home tournament.
first home tournament. And who's coming? Is it a dual mat or who's what do you got going?
No, it's a tournament, so almost all our Cascade teams are coming up. Vanguard's coming back up. We got five Canadian teams, Indiana Tech. There's a lot of teams coming in, so I think we had about 15 committed teams right now. It was supposed to be a little bit bigger than what it'll probably end up being. But it'll still probably be 160, 170 athletes. So should be a
That's great.
good first competition for us.
Are you going to be able to house it all on campus there, or are you using the Civic Center?
Yeah, so well, we're using a local field house. We were gonna host it here, but we had a volleyball game already scheduled to the date that we changed it to. We weren't gonna get done in time for them to be able to have their game that was already scheduled. So we moved off campus and we're going to run five mats now instead of four. So should be a pretty cool venue still.
That'll be great. I know Great Falls in particular, a great wrestling town, so I'm sure you'll pull a lot of fans in for that. Vi, one last question before I let you go. Just tell me a little bit about, obviously you want to win a conference championship, you want to win a national title, but outside of that, kind of tell me a little bit about, what are your goals for this season?
Honestly, my goals for this season is to be the healthiest I can. This is going to be my 5th year wrestling. So honestly, just staying strong, staying healthy, being smart, doing everything that I can to become a national champion. Honestly, building with the girls and the team is honestly just my goals for this season. Just having fun, honestly, enjoying my senior year.
And coach, we're going to be down at Simpson this year for our conference championships. That's when we'll all get together from a conference perspective. But between now and then, what do you've got lined up in terms of different tournaments and competition?
Yeah, so we're in a unique place here in Montana. We're the only women's program here. So Eastern Oregon and the new Dickinson State program are our closest competitions, which are both about 9 hours away. So that makes it a little tough for us with travel, but we fundraise a lot, and so we'll fly. It's bittersweet. So it's hard that we can't drive anywhere close, but it's nice because if we're going to fly somewhere, we might as well fly to the best tournaments in the country. So we'll fly our team out to Indiana Tech. We're going to fly them out to Menlo here later in the year. We'll fly out to Doan, which I think Doan had 300 or 400 girls at their tournament last year. So we'll get to check off all those Midwest schools. Let's see what else we got. I don't know. We got quite a few. We made sure that we hit all the best teams in the country. We were going to see everybody we needed to see national duels. We'll get to see a few teams that probably won't get to see elsewhere. So it is nice that our conference is so tough too, because we'll get to see those Southern Oregons, Eastern Oregons, Evergreen. Like, we'll get to see some of the best teams in the country right here at home. So,
Well, Coach and Vi, thank you guys so much for joining the program. Wishing nothing but the best for this season. And Vi, nothing but great health for you as you finish up your last year.
thank you.
thanks, Rob.
Excited to be joined by head wrestling coach at University of Providence, Steve Komak, and also student athlete wrestler Jalen Vladek. Guys, thank you for joining the program.
Thank you for having us.
Yep. Thank you, Rob.
Well, Steve, I'm going to jump right into this. Preseason conference ranking number one, national team ranking number six. Tell me a little bit about the preseason and how you're feeling with these rankings coming out.
We've been excited for this season probably since last season ended, to be honest with you. We love our group of guys. We think we have a good mix of talent level in the room, a good mix of experience in the room. So I think we've been excited for a while. The number six national ranking is a ranking, I don't mind because our goals are higher than that, and it gives us something to shoot for. That number one conference ranking, I always preach to kids that I don't care about any rankings. Our conference is tough, and that number one's kind of like a target for me. And I'm sure we got a target on our back a little bit, but we've been in the conference long enough to know what to expect. And so our tournament, it feels like sometimes you could wrestle it three different times and get three different results. But we're going to do everything we can to exceed those expectations.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, our conference, arguably the toughest conference top to bottom in the NAIA. Jalen, you obviously have experience wrestling in our conference and in our tournament and also nationally. Talk a little bit about your preseason, and I believe you're going to be wrestling at the 149 weight, correct?
Yep. 149 or 157, but I feel as if we're ready. We've been going at it for the last 3 weeks pretty good. And last year, although we did do well at nationals, it left a bad taste in most of our mouths. We wanted more than what we got. And I think we all came back with a want for something better than what we did last year. Even though we're happy with how we did, we think we can do better than how we showed at nationals. So we all came in this preseason ready to rock and roll, and we're just ready to get the season on the road.
Yeah, like most sports, I'm sure you're tired of being in the room facing each other and ready to get after it. When do you start your season?
This weekend, Saturday in Eastern Oregon.
So you guys are going to travel out to Le Grand and for, yep, a tournament or a duel?
Yeah, we're going to hit a couple duels. We're going to see Eastern Oregon and Clackamas on Saturday, and then stick around for the Mountaineer Open on Sunday. We'll get some great conference competition right away this weekend.
So, Jalen, obviously we have a wide geographical swath for our conference, and you guys are on the road a lot. Tell me how you personally and as a team, how you guys handle all of that travel and making sure you're making weight and keeping up with your grades and all of that kind of stuff and getting good workouts in.
So our team is really like a family here. So like when we go on those road trips, it's not like a hassle. It's more of like a fun thing to do. Like you get to go out with your friends, you get to travel across the country, you get to scrap, lose weight together. Most people look at losing weight as like a punishment or like a not a fun thing, but our team more is like it's an opportunity to showcase that we can do all things. And so we look at it a little differently, as in like we're ready to rock and roll, and traveling across the country for us is fun. And it's, I don't know, we're ready to go.
And Steve, you've always tried to build your schedule with saying, hey, I'm going to try and get to where the best wrestling is and do the best I can getting my guys that exposure early. So talk a little bit about that philosophy about getting out there to really what are top-notch tournaments around the country.
We work hard to try to run a top-tier schedule at the NAI level. And so every big major tournament out there, we get to as many of them as we can. We see as much of our conference as we can as well. Decided very, very, very early in my career, I decided you did not want to show up to the postseason and have it be a higher level than what you've been training at all year. You want to see that stuff on a regular basis. And I think those programs that are successful year in and year out, it's because they live in that competition, and some of those programs do it within their own room every single day. But yeah, we want to run the very best program we can. And if that means we need to make sacrifices other places, we do. If we have to work extra hard in our fundraising routes to make that schedule work. But our schedule is kind of one of the last things that we're willing to sacrifice. So we want to always maintain that schedule and do whatever we got to do to maintain that schedule.
Well, in Montana, great wrestling community. Steve, you longtime high school coach there at Great Falls, a couple of state championships, some runner-ups. Talk a little bit to me about really that atmosphere that you get to wrestle in when you have a home duel.
It's awesome wrestling here. We had inner squad last night, and we had a few hundred people show up to inner squad last night. I mean, we had a great turnout just for an inner squad match because people just enjoy watching college wrestling. And then when we bring in good quality schools, we get a really good turnout. Our interstate state rival matches with Northern, MSU Northern. It doesn't matter if we're up there or down here, we pack a gym. We've done that in Billings before our high school state tournament. We put, you know, a couple thousand people in a gym down there. So yeah, we are very fortunate. Great Falls itself is a very good wrestling community, and Montana is a solid wrestling state. So we're definitely fortunate.
And Jalen, I believe you're a Billings native.
Yep.
What high school did you go to?
I went to Billings Senior.
Okay, so you're a Billings Senior Bronc.
Yep.
And as Steve said, state championship, all class state championship has been in Billings for, gosh, forever.
Oh, yeah.
That must be a great atmosphere to have come out of as well.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's really nice to be able to wake up and just drive right down the road to wrestle. But.
Jalen, I was coaching high school. He was wrestling in high school, and he beat a few of my Bison kids. So we decided if you couldn't beat him, maybe he should join us. So we welcomed him on board for sure.
That's a good recruiter right there, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, get you on his team. There you go. Steve, talk a little bit about we lost a couple of real quality programs to Division II, but our conference, as we talked about, is just stacked top to bottom. You got MSU Northern, you've got yourself, you've got Southern Oregon, Eastern Oregon. You know Dustin at Eastern really well. They've won a championship. Can you talk a little bit about the strength we have in our conference and how that translates to doing well nationally?
Yeah, I think our conference has just been nails tough, and the last 2 years our allocation numbers have been high. I think they're very warranted. In fact, it's my opinion that the more our conference could cross the country for competition, the more allocations we would continue to grow. Corbin also in there. Corbin has just got some great kids and wrestling hard, and part of that as well. We did lose two tough programs, but I think that everybody in this conference has proven year in and year out that they can rebuild their program. And I shouldn't even say rebuild, more maintain their program, because I don't see a lot of rebuilding. I see consistently the same programs, just maintaining a high level. And that's awesome. And we recruit all over the country, but there's enough good wrestling on this side of the country that a lot of us are filling our programs with kids from here to the West Coast and doing very well.
Well, and we've seen such an influx of programs starting back up in the NAIA, not only obviously in the men's side, which is great to see, but women's wrestling. And we talked to Coach Atwood and Vi earlier today. But talk a little bit, Steve and Jalen, about that resurgence, if you will, of the popularity of wrestling.
I'll talk a little longer history, then I'll let Jalen kind of touch up on what he sees. I am actually old enough that I watched the NAIAs in the 80s, and so I watched the NAIA national tournament as a high school kid when there were 50 some teams in it, and then I watched it go to 40s, 30s, 20s, and even into the teens at its lowest point, and then climb back into the 20s. So to see where it's at now is really, really awesome. Awesome to see the growth. Awesome to know that our sport's in a very, very good place, in my opinion. So that is super cool. And the quality of NAI wrestling, in my opinion, the quality of NAI wrestling is as good as it's ever been.
I would agree. And Jalen, obviously you grew up with the sport. You've done it all your whole life. Maybe don't know the history that Coach just talked about, but talk about the excitement that you see around men's wrestling and women's as well on your campus.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of, we have a big team, and everyone on our team's tough. And I think as you travel across the country, everyone's tough because they've all been wrestling their whole lives. And I just feel as now that the girls are on board too, now it's like it's a wrestling community at our school, at least, and probably most other schools. I can't speak for other schools, but I know our school is a big wrestling community, and the girls' team and the guys' team get along pretty well. And I just, yeah, a lot of people come out to watch it. It's fun.
Steve, you talked about the ratings a little bit, you and Ty, your assistant, are handling the ratings for our conference. I talked to Matt Atwood a little bit earlier. He's on oversight for the women's program. As you mentioned, our AQs to nationals come out of those rankings. So can you talk a little bit about how critical it is to get those rankings correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We're only one cycle in, and it was a learning experience for sure. It took for Coach Ty and I, it took 3 days to compile everything out there that we could find, both because you've got to take care of your conference, but then you've got to also due diligence to the entire country at the same time. And you've got to try to get it right across the country. Just for the good of the sport overall, you've got to try to get it right across the country. But the more information we can get from our coaches, the more competition we can get from our conference itself. And like I said, if it's not easy, but every time we can get out of our conference to go see other people gives us opportunities to grow in the rankings. And so then it's our job, you know, taking over for the guys that have done it before us to try to showcase our guys as much as we can to justify those allocations.
What I love about the rating process is the NAIA, and Coach, correct me if I'm way off, because I don't know it like you guys do, but what I like about it is the AQs recognize and reward the body of work that the student athletes have done throughout the year, but yet then when it comes to actually the student athlete getting to nationals, you still got to go out there and prove it on the mat at the competition.
Yeah. I think it's a great system. I was, as a fan, I was on board when the NCAAs adopted a very similar system. I was definitely on board many years ago when I saw the system they were using. It rewards tough conferences and tough weight classes. It separates conferences from weight classes. And so you could have a weight class that's loaded and it's going to respect that. It's going to show that. But it also gives your conference an opportunity to gain them as well. So prior to that system, being in a really loaded conference was almost the consequence, in my opinion. But now, because those allocations can be earned, I don't think it's as big a detriment. But like you said, the tournament itself is still very tough, and you're still going to have to win the matches when it counts.
Yeah, the tournament atmosphere is just fantastic. And Jalen, I want to talk a little bit about that with you. Obviously, you have team goals. Again, a unique sport in the sense that you have your team goal, but then you're also in your weight class and you have your individual goal. So tell me a little bit about your mindset this year on what you're trying to accomplish for yourself.
So in previous years in my whole life, I've gone into every tournament wanting to win it and to do anything to win it. But what I've noticed in this last year and a half is I just want to get better every day, and I want to work on stuff that I need to work on to get better. So if that means I got to eat right, like it's all the little things for me. I work hard at practice, which is fine, but it's my eating habits, my sleeping habits that I need to work on that are going to put me from a good wrestler to a great wrestler. And that's just what I've been focusing on this year a lot.
That's great. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining the program. Steve and Jalen, wish you nothing but luck as you open up this weekend, and can't wait to see where we're at in the rankings and then get down to Simpson for our conference championships in what will be a short few months.
Yeah, it comes fast for sure. So we appreciate the invitation, and we think it's great that you guys are promoting our sport and promoting our conference. So thank you very much.
You bet. On behalf of my director, Courtney Blummer, this has been Rob Cashel and Cascade Connects.
On behalf of Director Courtney Blummer and host Robert Cashel, thanks for tuning in to Cascade Connects, the official podcast of the Cascade Collegiate Conference, 15 championships, and over 3,000 student athletes. This is the CCC.